I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A few members of Bartlett Regional Hospital's vaccine distribution team greeted the plane on Tuesday afternoon, carrying Juno's first 975 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine.
You're here to make sure it gets to Bartlett.
Oh, here it comes. Here.
A UPS courier picked up the box with Pfizer's vaccine and drove it the last few miles to Bartlett Regional Hospital. Three hospital workers in scrubs roll a cart out to receive the delivery. Next, the pharmacists on the distribution team lock themselves away, thaw some of the vials that have to be kept super cold to avoid spoiling, and prep individual doses.
After it arrives in Juneau, we might be giving the first vaccine 2 hours later.
Charlie Gribben is the infection preventionist at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Hospital staff are among the first in line to get vaccinated.
Initially, we thought maybe 130 people would want the vaccine, like right away. And now we have 400 people on that list. I am just so excited that people trust us and are as excited as I am that this is the beginning of the end of this pandemic.
Gribben says they can administer the vaccine to about 12 people every 30 minutes. The pace is limited in part by 15 minutes of waiting time after the injection before checking out.
This is a new vaccine, and we want to make sure we are completely ready for any adverse reaction, and we want to make sure we're monitoring.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have highlighted that significant percentages of people in the clinical trial had mild to moderate fever, fatigue, headaches, and chills over a group that got a placebo. A few had more severe reactions.
It's expected. It's known. A fever in this case is actually good. It's your body building antibodies. It's working.
To be effective, a second dose is required 3 weeks later. The reactions after that shot were more pronounced in the clinical trial.
And that, you know, you might need to lay on the couch for a day or two while your body works.
Gribben says they're staggering members of the same teams at the hospital because people are expected to take some time off after being vaccinated.
Do you personally have any hangups about getting it, or are you on that list of 400 people right now?
I am on that list. Yeah, I have no hangups.
Gribben says the six hospital workers who've already had COVID-19 are also still eligible for the vaccine. So at this point, getting vaccinated doesn't come with any special privileges.
It's not like free license to go breathing in everyone's faces or whatever.
No.
The CDC says it may take 1 or 2 weeks after the second shot for the protection to take effect. CDC also says everyone should continue taking COVID-19 precautions as the vaccines are studied in real-world conditions. Recipients are encouraged to sign up for a CDC tool on their smartphones called VSafe. Makes reporting side effects easy and helps the CDC monitor for them. It also gives users reminders to get the follow-up shot.
Having the vaccine does not mean that COVID-19 is already going away and that we can go back to normal right away.
Gina Del Rosario oversees the Juneau Pioneer Home, where there's more than 70 staff and room for 49 residents. She says Safeway is scheduled to vaccinate her staff and residents the last week of December.
For a long time, I see us continuing to practice infection control, wearing our mask, hand washing, sanitizing, distancing.
Residents of long-term care facilities like hers are part of the initial groups of people eligible for the vaccine.
There are many people who are actually excited that this is coming. Residents who are waiting for the doors to open, because currently our doors are still locked.
At Bartlett Regional Hospital, officials say vaccinations are beginning. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.